I just want to give God thanks this morning for his grace and for his mercy this morning. He wake me up this morning, and I just want to give him thanks this morning.
Amen.
The title of the message today is Hope. And as the sister reads from Hebrews 11, 1 to 3. The Webster's Dictionary says, hope is a desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in or fulfillment. A desire and belief in the possibility of obtaining that desire. But what does the Bible say? Obtaining. Hebrews 11, 1 to 3 reads. Hope is an evidence, confidence in God, promises, and that it can give us strength in difficult times. It also says that hope is a gift from God that can lead to joy,
yes,
peace, and love. Psalms 42 and verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise. Who is the health of my countenance and my God? For there is a future hope for you, and for your hope will not be cut off. We go to Romans 8, verse 24, 25. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why thought he yet hope? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 40 and verse 31. There it goes again. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
They
yes.
shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
I go to the chapter of Jeremiah 29. Just bear with me 1 second here. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. There it is. God is promising us hope and the future if we just hold on to him. He's our future, and he will take care of us. Having hope in God is confident, expecting that God will fulfill his promises, even when circumstances are difficult sometimes. Hope is an anchor for the soul, firm and secure while the billows roll. Hope in God is to believe God's promises to yourself. Hope intentionally wraps his words and truth around your heart, mind, and soul.
Yes, yes.
Hope is an expectation that rests in what we believe. This means that for the child of God, hope can be as strong as what you have learned from the word. Refer back to Hebrews 11, 1 to 3. We learned that the words were framed by the word of God. And the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And I'm going to go and read Romans 15 and verse 13. Now the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing that he may abound in hope through powers of the Holy Ghost. Paul the Apostle refers to God as the God of hope.
Yes.
Who will fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him.
Yes.
So that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This emphasizes that God is the source of hope.
Yes.
Not just human. Hope, joy, peace, are gifts from God.
Yes.
These gifts are not self-generated, but come from God's grace. My hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Amen.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus. What does hope in the Lord mean? That God has plans to prosper us, and knowing that his truth ties us, rope us, anchor us to our future. It's not a feeling but a rope held by our God. We are open for a promotion sometimes, hoping for the best. I hope so. We hope to be invited. If circumstances are bad, we surely need hope. And if they are good, you need hope that will stay that way.
Amen.
Hope energizes, motivates us to take action by causing us to step out in faith and act in obedience with God's word. Hope believes boldly, decides daringly, speak firmly, and preserves passionately.
Yes.
At the end of the day, we must go forward with hope. And not backward, by fear and division. We must accept infinity, disappointment, but never lose infinity, hope. You may not always have a comfortable life, and you will not always be able to solve the world's problem. But don't even underestimate the importance you can have, because history has shown us that courage can be contagious and hope can take a life of its own. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. The very least you can do in your life, figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope, not admiring from a distance, but live right in. under its roof. What does it mean to put our hope in God? We are going through our times for years and years. And recently, we came across a situation where we constantly feel like wanting to escape this world and run away from giving room for God in your heart. My friends, when there are things in your life are out of control, hope is very closely linked to trust. Hope is the expectation of God, and it's required to simply trust Him instead of worrying. Believe the things will be better. God has the power to do so. Yes, He has the power. When you are sick and we take medication, we hope for the medication will make us better. But sometimes it makes us worse. It feels like the pain will never go away. Today, do you know Jesus as your Savior? He is the ultimate hope as He redeems us from our sin, which deserves punishment. God offers salvation as a free gift. Romans 6 and verse 23. To all who believe and trust in Jesus. John 3 and verse 16. For the wages of is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Church, this is my few words today. I hope that you were blessed and you receive something from this word that I bring today.